Passando em Monónse, Mosina Jesus Cristo. Tingan Calepanse.
And sit down.
Ulemu, Kuli Mafumu, Wali Wanse Wali Pano.
All protocols observed with the headmen who are here.
Headman Makwatata.
Fuma Makwatata.
Na Wanse Banduna, Wangankale Wali Pano.
We're here.
But we will welcome you officially tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. If there are any church leaders, we shall welcome you officially tomorrow. Amen. Is my mother-in-law here? God bless you. That is my mother-in-law. Let us give her a hand. Tenzana Crusade, how many years ago? Was that 2 years ago? 3 years ago, Tenzana Crusade, Kuchatama.
We had a crusade in Chatama 3 years ago.
In Achitikira Pafam Pao.
It took place at her farm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mulungu nako kuno atisegulira njira tapezeka kumalo kuno. Amen.
God has also opened the way and been found here.
Nizafuna timirile kupeleka ulemu kulima wa Mulungu.
I want us to stand up in respecting God's word.
Kuimba taimba.
We've sung.
Kumamanje tienda kuchigao chamene tabwelera pamalo pano.
We are now going to the part, the main purpose why we are all gathered here.
Tiwelenga Yesaya chapter 10 verse 27.
Isaiah 10:27.
Wamene mwenze muna pezeka ku crusade ya kwa Chatama.
Those who were there in the Chatama crusade.
Mutu wa utenga wenze kuti bwanji.
What was the title of the message?
Brother Sonia Zani. Mulungu akudali seni mukalukumbuka.
God bless you, we still remember it.
Utenga wa crusade iri kuno.
The message of this crusade here.
Kutyole dwa kwa goli.
Breaking the yoke.
Tonse tiakambe mwayo mao.
Let us say those words together.
Kutyole dwa kwa goli.
Breaking the yoke.
Tikambe motonse.
Kutyole dwa kwa goli.
Breaking the yoke.
Sini na kutire mkukamba kwani.
I'm not satisfied with your answer.
Kutyole dwa kwa goli. Tikambe.
The breaking of the yoke.
Kwa goli.
Tikambe nso.
Kutyole dwa kwa goli.
Nifunseko.
Can I ask a question?
Nimandani wazi watantauzo ya goli.
What does the yoke mean?
Wena wama kamba goli. Wena wakuti gori. Itantauzanji. Goli.
And what does it mean?
Akuti ukapolo. Nezinam velako yangu hapa. My piri. God bless you.
Can we have done say na my piri?
Sini nazwe kutina my piri alimo. Ah, God bless you. My piri. Gori kuti bwanji.
What?
My piri ambolalika. Nikuti liu yakuti gori itanta uzanje.
What does the word the yoke mean?
Goli. Okay. Kuliwena bama lima na ngombe.
There are some who use oxen to farm.
Bama tenga ngombe ziviri.
They get a pair of oxen.
Kulichija, chamene bama faka papewa ya ngombe.
There's a thing they put on the neck of a cow or a bull or a bullock.
Tichi itana chani chija, chamene chima fakiwa papewa.
What do we call that thing which we put on the neck?
Ati? Joko.
A yoke.
So joko, goli, chitanta uza chintu chimozi.
It all means the same thing. Means yoke.
Tambesa sana hapo.
Are we clear?
So nikakamba goli, nikamba chani, joko.
When I talk of that, I mean the same thing.
Muchizungu wakuti, yoke.
In English we say yoke.
So tikakamba kuti utenga watu ni kucholedwa kwa goli.
Our message is the breaking of the yoke.
Tikamba pa kucholedwa kwa joko.
We mean breaking the yoke which is on the neck.
Nifuna pamene tiamba tonse tinkhale na ganizo imozi.
While we are starting, I want us to have one mind.
So nina funso.
I have a question.
Kodi tonse tamvesesa tikakamba kuti goli zamene titanthauza mutenga uyu.
Are we all on the same page? Do we understand what the message is about?
Tikamba pa joko.
We are talking about the yoke.
Chija, chamine timafaka papewa la ngombe.
The thing on the neck of the cows.
Tiwelenge mubuku lopa tulika. Yesaya chapter 10 verse 27.
In the word of God, let us read Isaiah 10 27.
Ndipo padzaka la tsiku lomwelo kuti katundu wache adzachoka papewa lako ndi gori lache pakosi pako ndipo gori lidzatedwa chifukwa chakudzodza mafuta.
Amen.
Tipempele.
Let's pray.
Our heavenly Father, I surrender myself to you. May you help us now, dear Lord, as your word goes out. May you liberate souls which are here. I don't know how many people, Lord, you are here for. But I know one thing, that you loved the world. And you gave your son to save man from sin. Ambuye, tasegula mau, kuyaverenga taverenga, komandimwe. Munga masule malembo ya mine taverenga. Tipasa nzelu zatu zonse kuli imwe. Titandi zene. Takumana pamaro pano. Kufuni sisa, kufuna funa, chipulo muso kuli imwe. Koma mawano atu uza. Kutipalibe muntu. Anga kwanise kusakira mulungu. Ndimwe wamini muma tipeza. Ambuye tabwira pamaso pano. Titandi zene. Muzina ya Yesu Kristu tipempela. Amen.
Amen.
Tinga nkale pansi.
You can be seated.
Mau ya mene taverenga ya kuti ndipo padzaka la tsiku lomwelo.
The word says a day will come.
Kuti katundu wache adzachoka papewa lako.
In that day the yoke shall be broken from off your shoulder.
Ndi gori lache pakosi pako.
And the yoke on your neck.
Ndipo gori lidzatedwa chifukwa cha kuzoza mafuta.
Broken because of the anointing.
Pali mafunso awiri.
There are two questions.
Omwe tienera kudzifunsa kutokera mundimei.
Which we need to ask ourselves from this passage.
Mafunso yangati?
How many questions?
Nifuna tizifunse mafunso ya wili.
We'll ask ourselves two questions.
Kuchoka pandime ya meneta verenga.
From the passage we've read.
Funso loyamba.
The first question.
Aya mau ya meneta verenga ya mene ya kamba kuti ndipo padzaka la tsiku lomwelo.
The word which says a day in that day.
Ndi siku bwanjio.
What day is that?
Ndi siku liti.
Which day is that?
Ni Monday, kapena Tuesday, kapena Wednesday.
Will it be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday maybe?
Full solar chiwiri.
The second question.
Mau pamene yakamba kuti katundu wache adzachoka papewa lako.
The word which says the yoke shall be broken from off your shoulder.
Ndi katundu wanji uyu.
What kind of burden is this?
Katundu uyu.
What kind of burden is this?
Ukuchokera kuti.
Where is it coming from?
Baso nyazani, ziri kumveka? My questions, mafunso yangati?
How many questions? There are two questions.
Mafunso yangati?
Two questions.
Yoyamba?
The first one?
Mau yakakamba kuti ndipo padzakara tsiku lomwelo. Ni siku liti ili?
That day, what day is that?
Mau yakakamba kuti katundu wache adzachoka papewa lako.
When the word says the burden shall be removed from your shoulder.
Ndi katundu wanji uyo?
What burden is this?
Mukufoto koza?
In trying to explain.
Nizafuna tiambire pakuona kuti katundu utanta uzanji mumawe ya Mulungu.
I want us to see what the word burden means.
Kapena goli yamene yale mbewa apa.
Or the yoke that has been written here.
Itanta uzanji.
What does it mean?
Pamene taziwa icho chintu.
When we know that thing.
Tizaziwa kuti oh. Siku yamene Mulungu azatiwombola kuchoka ku goli ija ni siku liti.
Then we will know what day the Lord will do that job of liberating us.
Mukuyamba.
When starting.
Nifuna tizive ichi chintu.
I want us to know one thing.
Kulibe chintu Mulungu chamene analenga chamene china badwa na goli papewa.
There is nothing that God created that was born with a burden or a yoke on its neck.
Ah, sumuna mvere.
You haven't heard.
Kulibe chintu Mulungu.
There is nothing that God
chana lenga na goli papewa.
Created with a burden on its neck or shoulder.
Tikalipo fika patali.
Before we go further.
Tuone kuti goli limatanta uzanji.
What does the word yoke mean?
Goli limatanta uza ukapolo.
The yoke means slavery.
Ndipo ukapolo umatanta uza kutaya ufulu.
And then slavery means you have no freedom.
Ufulu mchizungu tikuti freedom.
Yeah. So freedom tanta uza ufulu.
Amen?
Amen.
Goli limatantauza ukapolo.
So the yoke means slavery.
Ndipo ukapolo umatantauza kutaya ufulu.
So slavery means you have no freedom.
Manje tikakamba kutaya ufulu.
If we say you have no freedom.
Icho chitantauza ufulu wenzelipo pachiyambi.
It means you will have freedom from the beginning.
Koma mkupita kwa nthawi, wataya ufulu uyo.
In the due course of time you lost it.
Iyo liu ya kuti ufulu.
That word freedom.
Tikalipo pita pa sogolo.
Before we go further.
Timvesese kuti ufulu utantauza chani.
What is freedom? What does it mean?
Chifukwa nikakamba kuti ufulu utantauza chani.
Because if I tell you what freedom means,
aliense azakamba mwamena iganizira.
Everyone will think in their own way.
Masiku ano tikakamba ufulu.
These days when we talk about freedom,
chitanda uza ninga chiteva mene nifuna.
It means I can do whatever I want to.
Ninga ende kwa mene nifuna oenda.
I can go wherever I want to go.
Koma tikaona mau ya Mulungu.
But when we see in the word of God,
sindiye meaning ya ufulu.
Chitanda uzo. Of freedom.
Ufulu.
Freedom.
Chitanda uza kunkala ndikusewenza moyenera.
Being and working in a way that is acceptable or that is right.
Nizafuna tipituruke mamawayo.
I want us to go through that word definition.
Kunkala ndikusewenza moyenera.
Being and working in a way that is acceptable.
Tikambe motonse.
Let us repeat, we go through.
Kunkala.
Being.
Ndikusewenza.
And working.
Moyenera.
In an acceptable way.
Ayo mau ya mene mwakamba.
The words that you've mentioned.
Ndiye meaning ya ufulu.
Yet and house of freedom.
Kapena freedom.
Or ufulu.
Tika kamba kuti chija chintu. Nicho masuka china ufulu.
If we say that thing is free. It has got freedom.
Chitanda uzakuti chija chintu chinkala.
It means that thing is.
Futi chisewenza.
And it does.
Mwamene chifani kosewenzela.
For what it was designed for.
Tentu wane pachisanzo.
Let us look at an example.
Ngatuli bambo.
If you are a father.
Maybe uenda kunchito.
You are going for work maybe.
Umakwanisa kugula chakudia.
You are able to provide food for the family.
Ukakomboka basi wapita kunyumba.
When you knock off you go home.
Ukafika mnyumba muja.
When you reach home.
Ukaitana kuti iwe pita nibwelesele chipuna nifuna ninkalepo pampando.
If you call people say can you bring me a chair I want to sit.
Mwana azabwelesa mpando ujaba kupasani.
The child will bring the seat and then they give it to you.
Mukauza wamai wanu kute nibwelesele mkwani manzi yako mwani mweko.
If you tell your wife, your mother, your wife to bring the water she'll bring.
Wazabwelesa manzi yaja. But uja muntu.
That person.
Akachitachola akwa.
When they do something wrong.
Boma ikamanga.
When the government arrests that person.
Yamtenga ku prison.
It takes him kundende.
Kodi uja muntu umoyo wake uzankala mwenera.
Does it mean his life will be in the way it's supposed to be?
Akange na prison.
When that person is alindende.
Akakamba nifuna kwa manzi. Bweleza manzi.
If he says he wants some water, he asks people to give him water.
Zizachitika hizo.
Will that happen?
Akakamba apa manja apa. Ni kwanza le mkwani, nifuna kwa mpando.
If he says, please, can you bring a chair for me?
Ziza sewenza hizo.
Will that work?
Nuwa mangidwa.
Because he is a slave, he's a prisoner.
Mukumangidwa kwake.
Because he's a prisoner.
Alina goli manje papewa pake.
He has a yoke on his neck.
Tikaona ngombe.
If you look at a cow.
Ngombe, inabadwa na goli, inabadwa na joko.
It was a bull born with a yoke on its neck.
Nifunso yo.
That is the question.
Kuli ngombe inabadwa na joko papewa yake.
Is there a bullock that was born with a yoke on its neck?
Gori ni chintu chofakiwa papewa.
So the yoke is something that is put on your shoulder.
Ikaribokula ija ngombe.
Before that bull is of age.
Ngati mwaifa kamchiwaya.
Once you put it in a crawl,
ingaende kwa mina ifuna.
It can go wherever it wants to go.
Ikazwa kutu kuja kuliuzu, iza masuka, iza pita kuja.
It will be free to go where it must go.
Koma mkafaka gori papewa.
And when you put the yoke on its neck,
ufulu ni shwasila.
Freedom is gone.
Izafanika ipite kwa mina mfuna imwe.
It has to go where you want it to go.
Olo ifuni sisa mtima mwake kuti apa manje nifuna nipite huko.
Even if the bull, the cow wants to go one way.
Maganizo, yazamangi kachifukwa.
The mind will be in prison.
Ifanika ipite kwa mine goli ikamba kuti ipite.
Because it has to go where the yoke wants it to go.
Zimve kaizo.
Are we together?
Koma mkubadwa kwake.
But the way that person was born.
Sitikamba pa person, tikamba pa ngombe.
Okay. The way the bull was born.
Mukubadwa kwake penzeli begori papewa.
It was not born with a yoke on its neck.
Koma mkupita kwa ntawi.
But with time.
Gori yafaki wa papewa.
The yoke came on the shoulders.
Ija gori ndeme na iso gorela.
That yoke is what is leading it.
Ngati ziri ziviri.
If there are two.
Kodi ingakwani saimozi kuenda uku na yo inangu yaenda uku.
Can the other one choose another direction and the other one another direction?
Nifunso yo.
That's a question.
Ngati ngombe ziwiri mwazifaka pagori imozi.
If two bulls are on one.
Kodi ziri na kumasuka kutu ili onza ipita kwa mina ifuna.
Are they free to go wherever they want to go?
Goli.
The yoke.
Ilipapewa.
It is on the neck.
Kuli video imozi ya mene nenze tamba.
Kuli picha china to jambu ya nani tamba.
Ingombe wenzibana ijailisa kunkala na goli ntawi onse.
This particular bull used to have the yoke almost all its life.
But pakuyamba.
But when it was starting.
I think wanzima vimveka. Okay. I can go alone, Koma pakuyamba ijangombe. Sienze na goli. Manje pamene wana ifaka gori papewa. Pachiambi pamene mwezona ifaka goli yenzekana. Kwenze wisha kuigwiririra kuti vaifake goli papewa. Koma mkupita kwa nthawi inankhala yo jaira. So chenze chitika nchakuti ngati nthawi manje yakwana ya kutifa nikaichoke mchivaya. Ngombe, what do we call a crow?
Mchivaya.
Aha. Ikakwana nthawi manje kuti ija ngombe ichoke mchivaya, nieze yenze gwesa mkosi kuti vaifake goli. Muzi wakuti chima tichitikira icho chinthu. Ngati una gori pa umoyo wako ya jairika iwe na gori mwankara na umoyo umoze. Chima ngara ngati unabadwa nacho. Maganizo ya mankara ya onongeka wambo gani za kuti gori na ine umoyo wanga zili pamoze. Koma sinde mwamene unabadwira. Nikuumbuse ni pa ayamau ya mene nizinaka mba poyamba. Kuti kulibe chintu Mulungu chana lenga na goli papewa. Tipituluke mayo mao futi. Kulibe chintu Mulungu chana lenga na goli papewa. Tivomeleza na ayo mao. Manje magoli yanachoka kuti. Tichoke kungombe manje. Tikamba pa umoyo wa chintu chili chonse chili pazikora panse pano. Ngati uzu una umoyo, ti ukambepo nao. Ngati mtengo una umoyo, nao ti ukambepo. Tachoka kungombe manje, tuona manje pachilengi chilichonse, chana renga Yehova. Palibe, chamine china badua na goli papewa. Tienti one pa uzu. Tikaona uzu, tienti ende ku Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. Mulungu ndipo anati dziko la pansi limere maudzu. Terere lobera mbeu ndi mtengo wa zipaso wa kubala zipaso monga mwa mtundu wache. Momwemo muli mbeu yache. Pa dziko la pansi ndipo kuna tero. Is Brother Banda here? Wabanda mulipo, bwerani muverenge. Nifuna muverenge buino, kutuwa ntuwa mvesese, mawe famine ya kambapa. Tamangani brother, kosa inda ngati muna gori papewa. Tengani microphone. Verengani verse 11 na verse 12.
Verse 11. Kena kama mulungu anati, ziko liberekezo mera zombala mbeu, mitengo yobala zipaso za mbeu molingana ni mitundu yake ndipo zinashitikadi. Ziko linabereka zomera zokhala ni mbeu monga ma mitundu yake ndi mitengo yokhala ndi zipaso za mbeu mkati mwake monga ma mitundu yake ndipo Mulungu anaona kuti zinali bwino.
Mwaverenga bwino nkhalani apa niyambe kukuita nani kuti mkoverenga. Onani mau yoyambira. Ati Mulungu ndipo anati dziko la pansi. Ati dziko la kuti?
La
kumwamba?
La pansi.
Dziko la pansi. Mulungu apa manje alamulira doti. Akuti bwanji Mulungu. Verse 11.
Yenaka Mulungu anati dziko libereke zomera zobala mbeu.
Dziko libereke zomera. Okay, that is producing feedback. Ufulu wapasiwa na Mulungu unamalo. Zamveka hizo? Ufulu wapasiwa ndi Mulungu unamalo. Takamba pauzu. Mulungu anakamba ati uzu uchoke kuti kunthaka padoti. So tikaona pauzu ufulu wa uzu kapena freedom wa uzu upezeka kuti una malo ufanika uchoke kudoti. Mtengo unachokera kuti kudoti. So ufulu wa mtengo upezeka kuti ngati mtengo kapena uzu uli mudoti uzankala osangalala malula ya zankala green chifukwa ndemu amene unalengedwa muti mudoti ndemuli ufulu ndemuli freedom muja bati tikaenda mumanzi mumanzi mpezeka chani mpezeka nsomba muziwa ngati nsomba ili manzi ina ufulu inga miae inga pite kulikonse kwa mine ufuna simu amene manzi amini nsomba ikaona mtengo ganizo ya nsomba ni ya kuti koma mtengo mtengo koma una goli suye ndako na kuyendako sumia ya na kumia ya mwamene nililine iyo ganizo ni osoko nezeka chifukwa nsomba yu ganiza kuti ufulu ni wa mmanzi chifukwa yeve yelenge wakuni mmanzi koma ufulu wapasudu wana mulungu unamalo ngati mulungu yelenga mtengo kuchokera mudoti chitanga uzakuti ufulu wa mtengo uli mudoti uli mtaka ni chifukwa chake mtaka mtengo maluva yali green zipaso yukwanisha kubereka nsomba tikaifaka mudoti inkale na moyo vikange chifukwa mulungu akapasa ufulu unamalo chile chija chindu chikachoka pa malo pake ni chufulu wata tikuti bwanji mchinyanja ni chwasira mutengo ukaona mtu kuti mtu aonekana ufulu maningi akwanisa kuyenda akwanisa kukwera gari moto mutengo nao kuti nane ni nyule nkoni ni mvere mwanga mwamine pamvekera pampepo uja mtengo uzankala na moyo ni chufulu wa mtengo wata chifukwa ufulu unamalo amen. Takamba pa uzu, takamba pa mtengo, takamba pa nsomba. Manje tenti kambe pa mundu. Taona kuti chili chonse mulungu chamene analenga pa malo pamene chinalengeredwa ndiye pali ufulu. Ukatoka pa malo paja kukumbwira zinthu zina ni chiufulu wa sira. Imfa yangenamo. Nchifukwa chake tikanyula mtengo olo taufaka munyumba taufaka patebo taungazika pampando munga mumangalira kodi uoneke bwino umoyo upitilize uja mtengo ni kumwalira amen. Manje ufulu wa mtu ulikuti tifanika futi tiende kumau tione mtu mulungwe mulenga kuchoka kuti kodi anachoka chambe kudoti tiende belenge mau tisiriza manje manje so ngatimuona kuti nthawi ya sira ngara nchabe patonto tusirisha nifuna tione kuti ufulu wa mtu uchoka kuti haleluya
amen.
Genesis 2 verse 7 where's brother Banda
so no Yehova mulungu anaumba mtu kuchokera kudoti
ati mulungu anaumba mtu kuchokera kuti
kudoti
Na
uzilampo ya wa moyo mfuno mwake mpo mtu huyo anakala wa moyo.
Zintu ziwili za kambi wapo. Tupi la mtu inaumbidwa kutoka kuti kudoti. Manje umoyo uli mtu unatokera kuti verengani futi.
So na Yehova mulungu anaumba mtu kutoka kudoti. Na uzilamo mpwea wa moyo mfuno mwake ndipo mtu huyo anakala wa moyo.
So umoyo wa mtu unatokera kuti unatoka kudoti unatokera kuti kumpwea kwa kuli mulungu amen. So tika nyula mtengo nisitauchosa pamalo pake olo uoneke bwino bwanji mtengo olo ukule bwanji olo ni wako sabwanji tika unyula chamchosa chambe kuntaka mtengo nishi uja mtengo wamwalira chifukwa satani mutengo wachose wa malo maufulu wake nsomba pansi pamanzi niyote njera imiaya kosa pita kusukulu iwe ngati ndiwe mundu ufuna uziwe kumiaya kufanika wapunzi siwa sumwa mene manje nsomba ima pita kusukulu kulikonse ibadwa nankali idwe ya ufulu wakumiaya nchifukwa chani mau yanalenga ita nsomba yanalenga mumalo muti mumanze manje tikaona mundu Bible yatiuza mundu anapangi wapachigao chiviri kuli tupi tupi ilichapengati nchovala kwa umoyo uja umoyo wamene ukupangani kuziwa kuta hapa manje muli mkachisi hapa manje muli mchechi muli kupempera yaja maganizo kumvera kuti nilina umoyo pano ija mpamvu inachokera kuli Mulungu inabwela bwanji Mulungu anapemeramo mutupi ya mundu manje uyu mundu imfa imayamba munjira yotani ufulu wa uyu mundu ulipati ulipamalo Mulungu pamene amlengera ngati Mulungu anakulenga na mphio wake kapena na mau yake chitanda uza kuti ufulu wako uli mumau yamene anakulenga kumbukani chamene tenze takamba kuti ufulu kapena freedom utandauza chani utandauza kunkhala ndi kusewenza moyenera nifa kudya bwanji pamene timadya timadya marepu makabeji ivo vinthu vichoka kuti vichoka kudoti nchifukwa chani tividya kuti thupi inachoka kudoti ipitilize kunkhala pamene waleka kudya chakudya thupi yambomwalira chifukwa chachani chija malo kwamene anachokera thupi waleka kuyapasa zija zakudya kumalo pamene ukudya nsima nsima inachoka kudoti thupi izapitiliza kumera izapitiliza kunkhala na health health chikuti bwanji tanzi labwino nchifukwa chani ukudya kwamene unachokera koma Ambuye Yesu Kristo anakamba kuti munthu sankhala chabe pa chakudya chimozi koma munthu ankhala pa chakudya na chakuuzimu mau nchifukwa chani chifukwa muzimu uli mkati mwa iwe unachokera kuli Mulungu pamene mau ya Mulungu yachoka muli munthu nichuja munthu amwalira chifukwa chilichonse Mulungu chanalenga freedom kapena ufulu uli pamalo pamene Mulungu anachilengera nikamwamanzi thupi mvera bwino chifukwa muthupi mwamene muli manzi kudala chifukwa thupi inachoka kumanzi but pamene munthu atenga walwa ambofaka muthupi every day akumwa walwa every day akumwa walwa imwe mwepita kwa kumasukulu nichani chiza chitika kuthupita
lidzafoka
thupi lizafoka nizoona hizo kuli siku ina nenze ninapita kumaliro kupita kumaliro kuja vantu wenze lila kulira 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 wena wenze kamba niva kuvantu hivi mwamena mwali lila uyu niva kuvantu muziwa maliro ya mwazizizi ya kachitika mwazizizi ya sudden death kumankara vantu kuganiza so ganiza ganiza simamene vantu wena kuti zenze chaku vantu hizi wena kuti koma stinga ziwe ni Mulungu yeka tabe aziwa ine pamene ninafika pamaliro paja ninafunsa question imozi na wana mwalira bwanje ati atiganiza champion za ku wantu ninafunsa ko futi kuti wana mwalira bwanje atawenzi wana mboluka chabe blood wenzi wakali boluka po blood koma wanaluka kungoluka gazi inachoka maningi gazi veze vaku wantu ninafunsa funso ya chiwiri nati wenze kumwa mova chifukwa neone pita kusukulu nizi wakuti mundu wakaluka maningi blood funso iyakino yofunsha ponya kutenze kumawalwa vamozi ndento la pambali kuti ah kwa makali omwalera benze vechimwa kachaso vechimwa 1 2 3 days mpaka ndepute ona lomba vamburuka chifukwa izo zelembewa na madokta kuti ngati munthu wamwa maningi whether wamwa pato ndo wamwa maningi liver mukati yuyambovuteka tuziva icho chinthu. Chifukwa mutupi ya muntu mulungu efaka what do you call vessels
vida
mutupi ya sumulungu efaka zida zosiana siana tikalia chakulia chuenda mmala but chakulia chila chutu kulia kuli sometimes tetila kwa fertilizer kumilisi simu amen. So mulungu efaka kwa kudala chida chakuti ila poison ili kumilisi liver ndiye nchito yake. Yufuna ito se poison yonse ili mtupi. Chifuwa mkulia, olo tuvitili la vintu, olo vumela kuntaka, kuli sometimes tutila kwa mankwala. Sima men? Lomba mulungu mzeru mwake nae efakamo liver mtupi.
Chivindi.
Ati?
Chivindi.
Chivindi. Tola ni chane, microphone. Nikajama mwe mbotandiza. Where is his microphone? That one there. Okay. Let it go like this. So mulungu mweti lengela efaka zintu zonse zufanikira mutupi. Ezira kuti muntu mkupita kwa nthawi akapuse. Mkupusa ayambe kufaka mutupi mwake zintu zosa enera. So lomba tikali ya unga. Unga ula utetila kwa mankwala. Mulungu munzeru zake maganizo yake efaka kudara liver.
Ekamo chivindi.
Ekamo chani?
Chivindi.
Chivindi. So ila liver ikaona kuti ah ichichange na mkamwa chiliko na poison. Liver bas yuyambosefa. 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 Lumangati ngati munsima namo muliko tu poison. Nichimuwalo wa poison ilimo bwa. Hello? Aha. So manja ngati muntu every day okumwa walwa, okumwa walwa. Muzi wavochita ni suicide ila. Ni suicide but ili mu slow motion. So manje liver yuyambovutika manje. Yuyambo seven za kupitilira pamalire. Zumvweka hizo? So manje muntu akapitiliza akamwa maningi ama maningi basi liver yupanyika. Oh muntu amboluka blood. Ah. Basilomba vantu wapanja. Vakuwantu, vakuwantu, vakuwantu. Ah ah. Azilo waeka. Azisha chinji? Azilo waeka. Chifukwa mulungu efaka la mulo. Kuti chintu. Chongena mmala umu. Chifani kachigwirizane. Na kwe chokera tupi. Kama mundu mzeru zake okondo kwanisha kutenga manzi atiramo zotiramo tiramo basi walu wapangika. Akama mundu wakumva kuti ah nina ufulu nina freedom zumva kabwino. Kama tupi yuko ndoziva kuti ichi niliole ngewe kulia ichi chintu chaso. Haleluya.
Amen.
Mm. Tenti wane mundu wa walwa mu Proverbs 23 verse
21.
Apa chintu chitu wana nchakuti ngati tachoka pamalo mulungu peti lengera nishi ufuru wachokapo. Chifukua ufuru watu upeze kapati pamalo pute lengedwa. Tenti welenge yosirizira Miambo 23 verse 29 to 35.
Verse 29. Ndani alinditsoka, ndani alindichisoni, ndani alipamkangano, ndani alindimadandaulo, ndani alindizitela zose zviga uko zishokera.
Mukalipo pitiriza. Mwemvera mafunso?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Nikabwelesa wantu wali watatu pano na waimirika kusogola umozi menso yake ni ofira red ni kufira ah ngati pale bantu watatu pano then umozi menso ni ofira nikakamba kuti ni ndani hapo one kangatu akumwa walwa ni utu mtamkambi ah eh verengani futi
ndani alindimba sofira
ah yambani futi
ndani alinditsoka ndani alindichisoni ndani alipa mkangano ndani alindimadandaulo ndani alindisipsela zose zivika uko zichokera
eh baliko anthu paso vamapezeka abwera kunyumba uku ana chibamba kamwa ya vimbako lero ni chanchili kuchitika hapa pitilizani
ndani alindi masofira ndi amene ama kalisa pamowa amene ama pita na lawa vinyo osangani zidwa usatengeke mtima ndi kufira kwa vinyo pamene ukuwira mtiko pamene ukumweka bwino osirizira pake
hello brother brother Zima get your microphone I need you to interpret here Welenga mponi hapo kwino nifuna matu yali onse ya mvese hapa. Ati muyambire ana maso yofira.
Ndani ali ndi maso ofira.
Mm.
Ndi amene abakalisa pamowa. Amene amapita na lava vinyo osanganizidwa. Usatengeke mtima ndi kufira kwa vinyo pamene ukuvira mtiko.
Mm.
Pamene ukumweka bwino.
Pamene ulikumweka bwanji?
Bwino.
Sisi tandauza kuti ngati chinthu chimweka bwino ati Mulungu anachilenga ndi mwana chipangira mukumveka bwino uko mukupita kwa nthawi ufulu wako wata pitirizani kuwerenga
posirizira pake amaluma ngati njoka ndipo amajompha ngati mphiri maso ako azaona zinthu zachilendo ndipo maganizo
ako maso ako azaona zinthu
zachilendo
ndiwe weka uziona Ndiwe weka uziona hizo zinthu. Aha.
Ndipo maganizo ndi mawu ako azakhala osokonekera. Uzakhala ngati munthu amene aligone pakati pa nyanja.
Manje kuli munthu amagona pakati pa nyanja. Kugona tugona pa bed kapena pa floor ungagoneko. But ngati wamwa ujavinyu. Pali ponse paoneka ngati ni pa bed yati. Aha.
Kapena ngati munthu wogona pasonga ya mlongoti yangalala. Iwe uzanena kuti anandimenya koma sindinapatikedwe.
Mm.
Andimenya koma sindinamvekanso. Kodi ndidzuka nthawi yanji ndendifunefuneso vinyo wina.
Oh. Uyu munthu enze fani kotembenuka manje palasta kuti bwanji ni ukana nthawi bwanji kuti nikamwe vinyo uyo amen. Brothers and sisters, these things sound funny, but they've destroyed families. Someone thought he is having freedom. He does piecework. The boss gives him some money. Then he goes to the tavern. This young man has a family. He has a wife at home. They are waiting to receive that salary. Koma vinyu wampasa kuona zinthu. Nieve kazi wona.
Alcohol has made him to see things which is seeing on his own.
Afuna nkale na ufulu, asangalare.
He wants to be free.
Koma chamene saona.
One thing he doesn't see.
Ni goli ya bwela papewa pake.
The yoke on his neck.
Ankala munthu omangidwa.
He's always a slave.
Mkupita kwa nthawi.
With the passage of time.
Umoyo. Uonongeka.
His life is destroyed.
There are many families in problems today.
Mabanja ambira ni mavuto lero.
Because of beer.
Chifukwa cha mulwa.
Why is that so? Have you ever heard of someone takes water and eyes started becoming red? No.
Yeah.
What God made for you to take in, when you take it, the body agrees. Your eyes will still be like that. Your body will be healthy. But when you go to the hospital and they say, stop eating this, stop, it means there's something wrong which has happened. So why is our society like it is today? A human being is no longer in the place God made him. In wanting to be free, he has tied himself. He has come under a yoke. Let me tell you something. There was a day we were praying for people, and there was this young lady. Now, I'm giving this testimony so that you know we are not here just to talk about drunkards.
Because the yoke, it comes in different ways.
Amen.
Amen.
He has
got red eyes and he's got, he has a yoke. No, doesn't mean that.
Someone
can look good outside.
But in that it's a man's opus,
if we have spiritual eyes, so many people have got a yoke.
So and how you pempera?
When time to pray came, that was in Lusaka.
Kweze msika na huyu.
There is this lady.
Mkumuona maonekedwe yonse.
And the way she was looking like.
Nzeru za kuskulu enze nazo.
She was, I mean, knowledgeable, kuskulu.
Mavalidwe yonse yenze buino.
Dressed well.
Enze mzimai wakuta haa. Ni mtuwe nera huyu.
She was a woman who was respectable.
Akaenda kumalo kwa mene enze seven za.
When she goes for work.
Enze na chimwemwe.
She was happy.
Smiling, oh, mwaka kwanja ata ukabwino. Mwamina tima nkalira ntawi onse.
The way we are supposed to be all the time.
Koma ni mulungu chabe amena aziwa, wantwana magoli papewa.
It's only God who knows people who have problems in their lives. They've got the block.
Ntawi ya mapempero.
When time for prayer came.
Anabwe rakuta pempelelewe kutia.
She came for prayer.
Nifuna kwa ichintu cha so.
I want this thing and this.
Nifuna kunchito wanishita ku promote.
I want promotion from my workplace.
Mukamuona na kukamba ma scriptures yeye na kuta ah huyu ni born again.
When you see her the way she was quoting scriptures say that she's a believer.
Tipempere manje kuti Mulungu amdalise.
Let us pray for God to bless her then.
Zoipa zinashitika.
Bad things happen.
My demons. Mashabe. Kuyamba chabe kupempela. Not mapempelo ya kukua ya ja.
We didn't even need to shout.
Kuyamba chabe kukamba pangono chabe nakali ukuti hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
Just saying hallelujah in the name of
Jesus. Basi vima shawe vayamba manje kulila.
Vivanda, we're not talking. Vinaya.
Kuyambo yopa.
We started being scared.
Mpamvu ya Mulungu.
Of the power of God.
Vima demons, vima shawe, vinambo yopa mpamvu ya Mulungu.
Those
kuyambo kuwa.
Scared of God's power.
Musika na uyu anagwa pansi.
This girl fell down.
Kuyambo kunkuluka.
She started rolling.
Kuyambo enda ngati njoka.
Started crawling like a snake.
Enze na mashawe, fulu, mutima.
She had a lot of demons. Isn't that you and Abambili?
Enza kaliboziwa kuta na hizi zitu.
She didn't know that she had
she did not know she had demons.
Sana zile zina viwanda.
It was the first time she experienced that. When she was home, the parents thought we have a good young lady. She's educated. Even herself, she thought she was okay. She used to, on Sunday, she gets the Bible, she goes to church.
To go to church.
I want to tell you one thing. Going to church does not mean you're free. Zandraka
is
on.
Is that clear?
Wearing a church uniform does not mean you are saved. The way I'm preaching here, preaching does not mean I'm saved. Ngati nikalibo kumana na Yesu Kristu kubwera mu mtima mwanga nisho chikulu muso chikalibo bwera mu moyo.
Never been saved.
Pakuona na maso,
while seeing each other face to face,
this girl was good. She used to go to church every Sunday. In terms of dressing, she never used to wear a mini skirt. She used to wear long things. So by sight, oh, you think she was a child of God. But when she came forward to be prayed for, as I started praying, the power of God came and hit her. And the devils which had hidden in her heart, they sensed to say, ah, this place is different. And the lady lost all her power. She collapsed. And the demons started screaming. And afterwards we asked her, how are you feeling?
I feel light now. I feel light very much.
That woman is not alone. If God opens your eyes, there could be some people seated right here with a yoke on them. But I have good news for you. Jesus sets free.
Yes, Mama Masura. Thank you.
He gives the true freedom.
Mama Masura Machonadi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus sets free.
Yes, Mama Masura.
Another day, there is a woman who came to our home. That time I used to stay at my mother's place. So I was with another brother. So this woman had stories that we pray for people. So she made a decision that one day I'll go and be prayed for by those people. She knocked. She was allowed in. I was in the sitting room with other brothers. So we didn't know this woman, but we asked her, yeah, what do you want? What do you want to be prayed for? Do you want to know what she wanted? You need to tell me for me to continue. If you don't want, I'll stop here. All right, I'll tell you. She said, whatever business I do doesn't work. Now, I don't have money to pay for rent. You know, in Lusaka, rent is expensive. She said, I need money in my life. Whatever I do doesn't work. And right now, I don't even have money for rent. Have you heard her need? Have you heard what she told me? Now listen. Many times we think we know what we are looking for in life when we don't know. I'll say that again. Many times we think we know what we are looking for when we don't know. This woman thought she needed money. She thought she needed her business to be blessed. I told her to kneel down. Oh my. I laid my hands on her. Then suddenly, there was a loud scream out of her mouth. Hey, I also, you know, my eyes were closed at first. But when she screamed, I didn't expect that. So I was like, hey, what has happened? Before I realized, she fell. Started screaming. Manifesting the evil spirits. We started praying for her. Later on, the evil spirit left her. Then she asked herself, he said, why am I down? What happened? You know, she got up surprised. What happened? I asked her, how are you feeling? You know what she answered? I feel very light, like things have come out of me. There are two things we need to learn from that. That woman, her need was not money. What she needed was deliverance. Do you agree with that? Number two, she said, I feel light. What does that mean? There was a heavy yoke on her. And when we called on the name of Jesus, she felt light. Are you carrying a yoke on your life? You'll be feeling tired. It's not just a tiredness in the body. There are many people with a lot of evil spirits in their hearts. When you see them, but if our spiritual eyes get opened, there are many people moving with her. They may smile, but there's bondage inside. Whatever you touch does not succeed. But I have good news for you. Jesus is able to break that yoke. Why do I say that? I have a testimony myself. Jesus set me free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus set me free. The freedom of Jesus. I want to ask you, what color is it? What color is it? Is it pink? Is it red? Is it blue?
Pink, red, and blue.
Because sometimes you can wear something and you feel, yeah, you've won the freedom of Jesus. The color of the freedom of Jesus is the word of God. Shall we stand up? This is our first day. But I want to let you know this. This service has been recorded. Not by any camera. But it has been recorded in the pages of eternity. One day, all of us will die here. 100 years from now. Can I ask a question? 100 years from now, who will be alive here? No one. Will be buried. But whatever you do is recorded by the heavens. Whether you do it in secret, it's recorded. But the good news is this: Jesus offers the opportunity.
Amen.
Do you want me to break that yoke? The answer is in your hands. You know, when we're coming here, all the chairs you're seeing, the white ones, they came from Lusaka. Amen. They didn't come cheap. Every chair is expensive. When we pay for these chairs to come here, we don't know who will sit there. I don't know who sit there. Before we started off, I taught the brethren, we are taking chairs to Mtenguleni. We once did that in Rufunsa. We did that in Chatama. Well, some places you have crowds, some places you don't have crowds. But I taught them, the chairs will either be filled or they'll be completely empty. You need to be ready of those two things. But our mission is to take the chairs.
Amen.
You understand that?
Yes.
Whosoever will go and sit there. But we must be faithful to our mission. If one person will come and sit in only one chair, I taught them, do your work as though every chair was filled in. Because what we are doing is a witness. These chairs are an invitation letter. One day I received a wedding invitation. I received it with my wife. I opened it. And there where you are supposed to write the name of the person, it was blank. But they gave us this invitation. So I decided to take a pen and write it there. Okay, this is Mr. and Mrs. Piri. We were happy to receive it. When God gives an invitation, it's a blank invitation letter. When you are willing, you say, Lord, I am here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, Lord, I am here. Many years ago, when I was young, I desired this. I wanted to know who God is. I went to church, but I used to feel something is missing in me. I want the reality of God. Praise the Lord. So one day I went in fasting. And I was praying. Then I came back home. It was a long journey where I had gone to pray. When I came back, I went, lay down on the bed. I was feeling tired. I had prayed the whole day. You know, I was not satisfied with going to church. I knew a church won't serve me. If my name is on the register of the church, and if it is not in heaven, that will be counted as wasted years. If God is there, I wanted him to speak and so that I hear him with my ears. Yeah. I read the Bible, but I wanted to see the God in the Bible become alive to me. I prayed, asking God to touch my life. That day, it was in the afternoon, a light came through the room. I was lying down like that. It came right where my head was, like that. But up on top of the roof. And out of that light came a voice.
He
said, a time will come when you have to go places to preach the word. Wherever you go, preach the word. Not telling people to join your church, no. Just preach the word. Admonish them. Admonish them. And my eyes went open. I could still feel the warmth on my forehead. Dear friends, as long as I have breath in me, I am determined to fulfill what that voice said. That is why when I came here, what have we preached? The word of God. When I came out of that experience, it let me know one thing. God is real. And he can set people free. You just have to preach. Him that has ears, he will hear what the Spirit says. Because this word, it's not everyone who listen to it here. But there is a person. You know the voice is speaking on your heart. If you're feeling it on your heart, it is God speaking to you. Shall we close our eyes as we pray? Today we've given an introduction. But even in the introduction, I know God has spoken to someone. If you are there, and you feel you have a yoke, you know you have a yoke. You can't explain it, but Muzimvela kuta asinde no masuka kuli goli ina ili papewa panga.
I explained, but you know something is there on my shoulders.
Nifuna mulungwa nishitire chifundo.
I want God to have mercy on me.
pamene tasinzi mila tonse.
While we have closed our eyes,
ngati ndiye pempo yakweyo.
That is your request.
Ungaimie kwanja yako kuli Mulungu. Pamene ulili pamene hapo.
Just lift up your hands to God where you are.
Amene ombola ni Mulungu, si muntu.
The one who sets free is God, it's not a man.
So ngati una pempo iyo.
If you have that request.
Pamene wanyamula kwanja iyo.
While you have lifted up your hand.
Come forward.
Bwerani kusukulu.
Subwera kuno kuti muntu wina akuone. Uzibwerera weka.
Another man to look at you. No.
Zira la Yesu ndilo koma. Zira la Yesu lipambana. Zira Yesu. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Ambuye onani antu anu amena bwera kusogolo, wabwera kusogolo, noti kubwera la muntu, koma wabwera kusogolo, kutili jagoli mupanye muzina ya Yesu Kristo. Shall we all start praying? Let us stop singing and start praying. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for every soul that is here. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for every soul that is here. Every soul that has a yoke. Let that yoke be broken this night. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let that yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus. Let that yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus. The yoke of darkness. Upon all these children. Let all these children be set free. From every yoke of Satan. In the name of Jesus. Satan. Live these lives in the name of Jesus. They were purchased by the blood of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free.